Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. God bless you, wherever you all may be. And this is Blog Talk again. This is Bishop Poole calling, and call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We are here again for another year, and we are always glad to have you and you. Amen. The subject, as always, and through prayer for praying, how can we save our children? How can we save our children? That's the prayer. Amen. That's the subject of our program. How can we save our children? Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. That those that have children and grands that we're discussing, how to save our children. It is very important, amen, that we come together and share one from another, because Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. There he be in the midst. Now, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, for another year and another time, oh God, we're praying and we asking, Lord, that you come in through your spirit, oh God, and give us a clarity and understanding how to reach forth and reach out to our youth, wherever they might be, our grands, our children, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, not only that, but we ask your covering and your protection over all the callers, all the callers. Oh, God, send your covering, send your protection on each and every family in the name of Jesus. God, because you say all power, all authority is in your name. All authority and all power is in your name. And, Lord, without you, we are nothing. We can't do nothing. And, Lord, we all agree and we are here, oh, Lord, coming together, seeking for your guidance, your healing and your deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, amen. The subject, we're very well, amen. How can we save our children? God is the one that save and deliver, but we have a part. We have a part. We're getting that set back. Amen. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, but he asked you to make a decision. Amen. He said, whosoever will, let him come. So you have to come towards him. Amen. And because he respects your free will. And since we're here on earth, we are his disciples. We are his instruments. And we are the ones that he uses. Amen. Here on earth, amen, the angels don't do it. He wants us to do it. And that's why Jesus came to the earth. Amen, to give us an opportunity, amen, to share in this victorious warfare and fight, amen, for the kingdom of God, amen. So we want to, amen, as we go on, amen, I would like to say that there are many of you have come from your youth. Many of you have done things and directed and was indirected in areas that you really didn't understand. Amen. That's why we read a couple of scriptures here and add some foundation to it in this discussion. Amen. How can we save our youth? We look into God, but God always want a ram in the bush. He always want a man he can use. He told in the book of Jeremiah, he told Jeremiah, run through the city. See, can you find a man? Amen. See, can you find someone? Amen. That's why the church have ministers and pastors. Amen. Set up a lighthouse. Amen. For those that can come in when they hear the message. And we're going to start off, amen, in the book of Proverbs. We'll be in the book of Proverbs. Amen. But we're going to use three of the book of the Proverbs chapters here. And the first one we'd like to start off with Proverbs 28 and 18. And it says that where there's no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Now, the Amplified Version, that was the King James, Amplified Version said, where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate, and inevitable is he. Amen. So now, if we look at the American Standard says that where there's no vision, the people are unrestrained. And we go to the New International Bible, say, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he that keeps the law. Now, where there is no direction, where a man does, a woman, or anyone doesn't have a clear, amen, approach to life that is productive, Amen. Not only for the kingdom of God, but either for their life. Amen. They have no restraint, like in the days of Noah and Lot. Amen. They were just running around. Amen. Doing anything that their mind lead them to do. So number one, let's leave some more foundation here. Look at Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, and the 16th verse. Proverbs 22nd chapter. Amen. And the 16th verse. Amen. And we'll find Proverbs here. This, you know, written by Solomon. Amen. And we Proverbs 20:22-16 says that 22:16. Amen. Train up a child in which he should go. Amen. Amen. We don't want to use that one. We want to use another scripture here. We want to use another one. Let's look at the 20th chapter of Proverbs. 20th chapter of Proverbs. And we're looking at the 11th verse. Amen. Even a child is known by his doing, whether his works be pure and whether it is be right. Amen. A child been born in sin, we all brought up, amen, shaped in iniquity, according to Psalms 58, we was born in iniquity and shaped, amen. We went forth speaking lies, amen. And that's why you'll find a child, amen, a child, according to the scripture, he knows what, if he's right or wrong. He knows what he's doing. He knows the way that he's going. He knows the situation that he's involved in. Amen. Remember back in the garden. Amen. Proverbs 22:6. Proverbs 22:6. It says, amen, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So here we go again. Here we go. Now, seems as though the parents have a great responsibility in training. Amen. The parents have a great responsibility in training the child. Amen. Even in the book of Deuteronomy, talking about Moses was given instruction that we should teach the children when they were sitting down, when they're getting up. Amen. When they're rising up, but teaching them the word of God, teaching them the word of God. So we want to focus as much as possible, amen, to direct our youth. And if you don't have a direction, remember when we was coming up, and the many that I knew was going to school, that we, amen, sports was one of the visions, amen, we picked up because sports had, amen, had fame to it, had money to it, amen. Everybody was thought about sports. If it wasn't sports, it was movie, if music, amen. And the parents, amen, that I know, amen, the one I involved in was, they would just, you know, go to school. Then once you get out of school, you have to go along with the crowd. You have to go along with your environment. And what was they about? What was they about? It was about sports. Amen. It was about music. Amen. Whatever, just hanging out in the streets. Amen. That was the drive. Amen. Learning from what we see, the examples of what we see. So one of the problems could be the vision, and the next one is the parents. the parents. What the parents know and do, they teach it down to the children. And the children, they take hold of it, or they watch their parents and see what their parents do. Amen. And if they go in the church and the church responsibility, amen, to teach them godly direction and righteousness, but the parents is the one that go back home with the child. Amen. They have to lead the child out into, amen, lead them out into the areas of Christ and godliness when they get home. All right, we're not going to labor the question and the time any longer, amen, because I know we have some great insight and great men and women, amen, that are listening that can come forth and we all can put it together here in this time allowed, amen, and this year. And I thank God for all of the prayers and support last year, amen, here on Doctrine of Truth. And we would like to, amen, give you more credit for what you have done. And, amen, many people use the Bible studies that we have recorded. Amen. We'd like to give you credit for it by giving out your first name. So anyone call or text me about who was that gentleman, amen, that gave the great remarks, and they'd like to talk to you about discussing or whatever, if you let me know, I'll let you know. And you want them to follow you up or not. Amen. But nevertheless, you can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Just press 1 on your phone, and as time goes on, amen, our technician will put you in. Amen. And love to hear your comments. Maybe you have, I'm quite sure all of us have some type of experience or vision or something that really turned you around when you was a child, something that you use in teaching other youth, mentoring people, men and women that come to you. Or we might have a young person that out there listening, amen, would like to come in and share. We welcome you. We welcome you as well as our those that work in that area of child care or dealing with the youth and counseling in schools and in the churches and the community. And what you have found, that we can share, we can add to our repertoire, we can add to our toolbox, amen, to help others and see what it works. We know everybody doesn't necessarily remedy work for everyone. There's no blanket situation, but whatever it might be, we'd like to share it. We'd like for you to share it. Amen. The biggest thing that, amen, that was happening, I think, when I was coming up, amen, was that we was able to get out of community and get out of the environment. That's one thing really helped. Amen. The change of environment helped me. Amen. I had aunts and, you know, those relatives, the older seniors, always was pushing, you know, you don't need to do this, you don't need to be around those people, you don't need to be around that, you need to get out. And I end up, amen, going to the services, amen, armed forces, and that was that new environment, the new push, amen, and helped me to find the direction leading into the church life and godliness. Amen. All right, and God bless you. Amen. You can push 1 on your phone. Amen. Those are just coming in. You push 1 on your phone. You have a great testimony. Maybe you know one a young lady, a young man now, amen, that's he testified, amen, of, about situation. Maybe you could just share without telling their name, amen, but you found that it seemed to be true. The Bible said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, he said, let my word be established. Let my word be established. All right. Train up a child in the way he should go. Train up a child. Amen. Sometimes and Jesus told his disciples at one time, amen, and there were little children around. He told them, oh, no, suffer little children to come unto me. Forbid them not. Amen. For such is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. We have to be careful. We have to bring the children to church. We have to bring them to worship. Amen. Don't leave them home. Don't leave the children home. Amen. Bring them out, because when they go to the school environment today is different than it was in our days. Amen. The school environment is very different than it was in our days. Amen. Because, amen, this is new generation. Amen. This is end time generation. A lot of suffering going on in homes. Amen. A lot of suffering going on. Amen. A lot of things that are happening among the employees and companies trying to survive. They're out there and they're buying and selling their companies and laying off people. So the trouble go back into the home. The trouble go back in the home. And if the home doesn't have good communication and good sound talk policies, amen, respecting one another and helping one another and sharing with one another, amen, and set a foundation of love in the house for the youth, amen. So when they come in and plant the seed of goodness, amen, into the child, that they can make it, amen. Always stretching forth positive attitude, positive surrounding, amen. Because every man, every woman want their child to make it. They want the child to make it in the world. Sometimes when people start throwing off negativeness, amen, and different things, they be nervous. They don't know how to handle the situation. They do not know how. And that's where God come in. That's where the Holy Spirit come in. That's when, amen, Jesus come in. That's when the love of God begin to kick over and take in. Amen. He begin to show us and help us. Amen. Through constantly being prayerful. Constantly being prayerful and reading the scripture. Amen. God will, amen, show you the light on your house and show you the light, amen, how to guide your child. Amen. Your grands. Amen. All right. You can dial 1. Amen. 855-236-2252. Or 1-347-215-8816. If you just push 1 on your phone. Amen. We don't want to get down too late into our time that we want to give everybody a chance, amen, to, and I'm slowly getting out the way this year. If you want to give you more time to express yourself, because I found that many of you have a lot of wisdom and knowledge God has given you over the years. Okay, if you look at the Bible and some of the Bible studies of great men and women, there are many great men and women God has used. Amen. All right, we have a caller. Area code 305. The last four digits is 4271. Amen. God bless you.
Have a new year, Bishop.
God bless you. Ella Garrett, how are you doing this year?
I'm doing well. Thank God for life.
Thank God.
It's a beautiful thing to walk in the spirit, you know.
Yes.
You can share a whole lot of ideas and situations if you walk in the spirit. And I said that, mm-hmm, because I looking at the the topic that you have for this evening. And
mm-hmm.
when you came on in your interest there, I said, well, I don't need to say anything, because he's saying to me what I'm thinking. Amen.
Okay.
You know, Bishop, without being critical or anything,
mm-hmm.
I think we have to look at things the way they really are, and I believe that's a part of walking in the Spirit. God wants you to see it the way it is.
Yes.
Not that you have to respond or react, but God wants you to know. It is His will that you know. Now, I said that because a lot of things are happening in our present today's homes because certain things have not taken place. Looking at that train up a child in the way he should go, that proverb there, that's a direction. That's a directory. That's like a command. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it brings a responsibility upon the children. If you do it,
right.
It brings a responsibility on the children. So what I'm looking at here is that just like God commended His love toward all men, and that Christ
mm-hmm.
died. See, this is what really builds up and make our children. And our dying to our will, and we are obeying the will of God. And I say that because children need to see mom and dad loving one another. I'm talking about in the sense of living together and the way they treat one another. These are the greater
mm-hmm.
teachers. And you know, when a lot of this is missing in our lives, though we come to Christ later, we come to Christ afterward, it's still like we playing catch up, because the foundation is in the home. And this is what God wants, to show Himself greatly between husband and wife. So I just want to bring that in. We talking about saving them. You see, and I totally agree 100%. Children, let them come to the Lord and forbid them not, the scripture said. You see what I'm saying? Children have to, they'll cry. They're doing it today. They're crying out, Lord, save me. You see, Lord, forgive me. Children are doing this. You see, and this is the reaction in the home. You see, you teach them to pray. You don't be worried about what they can't understand, all that. You'd be surprised what these children understand. And their minds are sound minds. They got strong minds. They got quick minds. You see what I'm saying? And God has fixed it so that he puts it in the husband and the wife, you see, to see these things in their children. And you have to culture those things and make them want Jesus. Make them, when they go to school, they took prayer out of school. Listen, you can't stop these kids when they hunger for the Lord. You can't stop them. They'll go to the bathroom and pray. You see what I'm saying? You talking about saving them. Amen. Display Jesus. Let Him walk in your home. Let him, and your children, through mama's chaste living, the Bible said, save a husband. You understand what I'm saying? So it's Jesus all the way. That's what I'm looking at, Bishop. And Happy New Year's to you.
God bless you. Happy New Year's to you always. Amen. We always, amen, get together, and amen, through the electronic means, and amen, and lift up Jesus. Amen, lift Him up. Amen, and that was very good. And amen, hoping that some more will come on in, and we push one, amen, on there. And while we got going here, amen, lifting up Jesus in the home, lifting up Jesus, the parents, we have the responsibility. we have that responsibility, amen, to lift them up. Remember when 1 Samuel 3 and 1, amen, the child Samuel, amen, the story between Samuel and Eli, amen, God was going to deal with with Samuel early in his life. So God does deal with the young people, and we have a responsibility, amen, not to run them away, amen, but keep them, amen. Those of us that are godly now, we I guess we have to draw a line here for those that are godly, those that are following Christ's teaching. And the foundation, like it was said earlier, if you miss that foundation of love in the home, but when you come to Christ, amen, and the Lord began to deal with the church and the Holy Spirit would deal with the parents, amen, how to instill love in their children, amen, before they leave the house, and respect for the parents, amen, one of the commandments of God, amen, honor the mother and thy father. Amen. When they get older, you still got to honor the child. The child got to honor their parents. Amen. So we have more than push one on your phone. Amen. We try to get a good example from you. And many of you have, amen, learned some things before you got saved, and you really had to struggle with it. Now you're in Christ, amen. Now you got that's an area there. We have to maybe open up sometime that those that once you come into Christ, amen, you find out you've been teaching wrong, or been taught wrong, and you hand it down to your children, and you got to really kind of dig that out of there, amen, out of your home, amen. These false teaching and false gods and this. False environment, amen, ungodly environment, you got to start cleaning up your own house, cleaning up, amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone, those are just coming in, amen, dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816, amen. We're talking about, amen, how can we train the child? And we're now looking at the parents, amen, and their responsibility, what seed they've planted in their children, amen, and what the child come up now, and, amen, they come up a godly home or ungodly home, and the parents, amen, and it could be, and there's so many different avenues we can go on this subject, because sometimes the children get saved and the parents are not saved. But the child got to be brought up, then that throws it on the church or the mentors around. But how can we save the children, amen, and give them such a foundation, amen. So you can push 1 on your phone, amen, and our technician will put you in, amen, and we're moving all right along. Amen. Elder Garrett gave us a good background and concerning what's happening today. The parents do have the responsibility. We can't push it off on anyone else. We have to, whatever the Proverbs say, where there's no vision, amen. And I thank God for the old aunts and grandmas and was hollering at me when he, amen, we barely making it through school, and amen, and they saw that I was just laying around and just picking up habits from the streets, and they said, no, you got to get out of here, you got to get out of this environment, go out and do something for yourself, go out and do, so the only vision and direction I picked up, amen, because there was no God in the home, amen, was sports and music. Amen, because I thought I knew what they would do would kind of add some support to the family and give me some of the things that I would like to have in life. Amen, but God wasn't in it. God wasn't in it. God wasn't in it. And it took God's ways are not like our ways. Amen. The prayer of the grands and the prayer of the saints. Amen. Someone planting a seed in your heart. When you accept Christ, amen, in your heart, that seed begin to grow. Amen. And thank God we just have to plant the seed that Proverbs said, train up a child in where he should go. Or we're given the vision of God by hand him a track. Hand him out a track and let the Holy Spirit begin to work. All right, you can push one on your phone. We don't want to labor too long here because, you know, time can move on. Amen. We don't know if we're going to spend our time, give more time this year. Amen. But we know we really enjoyed our speakers and those that come in. So if you have a vision or dream that God showed you early in your life, or if you have a word that you feel you can share to those that are listening, amen, because we know we many use our program for Bible study and discussions, amen, they use your comments, amen, they've been very fruitful, so there's nothing, God's word does not go to waste, does not go to waste. You can push one on your phone, and our technician can put you in, and we can hear. Amen. What the Bible say, when two or three touch and agree, whatever is bound in heaven is bound in earth, and whatever is loosened in heaven. And Jesus said also, where two or three come together, he said, there I'll be in the midst. All right? Now, there was many young men in the Bible where God used them and they early in their life, used them early in their life. Eli trained up Samuel. He was with Samuel. Was with Eli in a young part of his life. Amen. And he was left with Eli to train Samuel. Train him up. Amen. You remember the time another young man in the Bible, David. David, amen. He was a shepherd boy. And he was taking care of, amen, of his father's sheep, the family sheep. But he knew God. He knew God. So there's nothing wrong there teaching young people about Christ in a young age. A young age. There's nothing wrong. Amen. It'll help them find their way. It really helped them to find a way. And I'll be the one that says that. Amen, that I wish I really, amen, was pushed in that area, influenced in that area. Every young child, when they come to Christ, don't have to be a preacher. When you go to church, you don't have to be a preacher. Amen. God want to save people. He want to save people. Amen. Peter made that statement, amen, in Acts chapter 2. Amen. He promised, the promise of Peter. Amen. He was saying that repent and be baptized. Acts chapter 2:38. Amen. Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sin. Amen. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the promise, 39th verse, says, the promise is unto you and your children. Amen. In the upper room, there was 120. The women was in the upper room. The children was in the upper room. Amen. So God wanted to save people. You want to save people. Amen. So the stress and the pressure on young people should not be, you come to church, you got to be saved, and then you got to preach. That's not so. Amen. God, amen, he want to save people, and you got to become righteous. And whatever your gift is, amen, whatever it might be, amen, God will use your talent for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. So don't push the young people or stress them out about being missionaries and, amen, and putting them in the office right away. Amen. Let them learn the word of God and disciple them. All right? All right. Okay, we don't get too far out here. Amen. And you can push one on your phone. We're making that turn now on the clock. Amen. Push one on your phone. Amen. And let our technician put you in. Amen. And you can express yourself. Amen. On this subject. Train up a child in where he should go. Train up a child in where he should go. That's one of the thoughts, one of the scriptures. Amen. From Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child. Then we had Proverbs 20. Amen. And 11. Concerned that a child, when he's young, he knows his ways. He knows his ways when he's a young child. Then we went to Proverbs 28:18, that you must, not only you train him up, you must instill in the child some godly direction of their life. Some godly direction. Not necessary. All right, we have I will call again. All right, 305-4271. Amen. Okay, Elder Garrett, you on there?
Bishop, I just want to jump back in there.
Right ahead.
The Lord, I've been kind of looking at things here recently. I want to see and know just how God feels about a thing. And so this issue which we are speaking about, I see that in training up a child the way he should go, and when he's old, it won't depart from him. It's simply saying there that if mama and daddy do it right, they'll always be with that child. That makes sense. Sometime our children grow, and I'm sure the hearers might feel this way. Your child might venture off into something that's kind of unholy or troublesome. You see what I'm saying? And you might feel that you have failed. You see.
Okay.
And that's not the case. You see, this is what the training is for, to be that the child would do and live the way they ought to live. You see, and in doing that, that'll teach. You see, the walking in love teaches a child how to war against temptations. You see.
Okay.
You hear the young folk today saying they looking for love. Now, this is after many years of abuse. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. See, this is what God is saying. You train them up. You show them how. You see what I'm saying? And even when they have developed and got old, you see, you'll still be there with them. And you know it's a hurtful thing when our parents should go to be with the Lord. When they should leave here, it seemed like a bad a disconnect. It seemed like a great loss. You understand? But if mom and daddy done did what God required them of, it seemed like they're ever present. And I just thought I'd say that because the church needs to know there ain't no failure in God. If you walk according to his will and just let his love abide in your heart, there ain't no failure. You understand? It might be some bumps and some turns, but there ain't going to be no failure. You see? Now, I said that, Bishop, to make it real quick. I had a boys' club at the church for about 29 years, almost 30 years.
Okay.
And a lot of those boys, I tried to teach them respect for one another, and most of all, respect for the cross and what it can do for you. And so, and I did this through sports, and I took them on ventures, teach them how to respect and care for one another. Okay, it seemed like I failed because so many of them, when they got up to be age, some of them went to prison. Some of them lost their life. You understand what I'm saying? some of them made some bad turns. But you know what? Out of all them boys, one day one had been to college and had married and start raising a family and came home from many miles from another state, came home and called me, said, Ella Garrett, I need to say something to you. He said, what I want to say is thank you. I said, for what? He says, out of all that you taught us in the boy club, he said, when I got to college, he said the same thing, some of the same thing you taught us. You know, it helped me through hard times. And, of course, you know I wanted to stick my chest out. But then the glory must go to God. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes,
because sir. Because if you can get one, you see, if you get one, you got masses. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to say that ain't no failure in God. We are looking unto Jesus. He's the author and finisher. We started with him. There may be breakdowns, but I'm going to tell you something. He'll pump your tires up. You got leaky roofs. He fix your roof. You understand? Because he wants to praise us in the gate. He wants us to be glory children before Almighty God. So I want to put that in. You talking about saving children? These children got to pick up themselves. They got to call on Jesus. They ain't ashamed. To say and do what they want to do. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But they got to aim it at the cross. You see, that's what I'm looking at, Bishop.
Very good, very good, very good, very helpful. Amen. Those of us listening, amen. We got to do our part. Amen. Like I said, don't take the failure. Amen. Because the word of God is not going to come back. The word of God is not going to come back. We have another caller. Let's push one. Amen. We're getting ready to get close to our prayer time. We're going to have one or two more callers. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Talking about our youth. Amen. What God had given you or your experience. Something that can be successful. The word of God never come back. I was down in Marathon, Florida. And we was down in a street meeting and tent meetings. And a man stood up and gave his testimony because down in his, you know, everybody kind of, a lot of ships and captains and little boats and everything down there work on the water. And the gentleman said that he was out there stranded for 12 days. And he said, out there, now it's not like on the highway, boats can almost run over you. You don't hardly see them. You don't hardly see you because of the water and the sunlight. And he said, what came to his mind was the Lord's Prayer, the 23rd Psalm. And when he said that, this big ocean liner came, almost ran over them. But it was one man in this ocean liner was sitting out there. He was looking over the balcony, and he looked down at him. And this one man, he knew the way he waved, and they waved, but then he knew, amen, that this big ocean liner can't just turn around and stop in the water. It takes miles and miles for it to stop. He said, but the next day, the helicopter came right over him and sat right down over him. Amen. The word of God we teach our youth, the word of God. Amen. All right, we're enjoying it tonight, as always, and amen. The word will not come back void. Amen. And we must include in our teaching. Amen. Elder Garrett was laying out so clearly there. Amen. About when you teach. Amen. You have to teach the Bible into your teaching. When you train up a child, you got to teach the whole countenance of God. Amen. And how to respect one another, respect your neighbor. Amen. Love your neighbor as yourself. And you have to add in the subject matter when you begin to teach people, amen, that sometimes you're going to go through some hard days and harsh times, and all that's in the training. You can't use one subject. You got to cover all the whole package, sickness, betrayal, amen, bigotry, and a lot of things that's going on today, amen, our young people. You have to, teacher, really have to come forward now. Amen. And don't be ashamed. And I know it's today, you just can't like really tell a person right out. You have to be careful today because of parents and other influence. But you can, God can give you a way. God can give you a way that you can address other young people in love. Amen. And Proverbs says that, amen, whatever God given your power to do anything, amen, do it. Amen. All right. We're getting ready to pray now. We're going to always like to leave time and try to leave more time now to because of the condition of the world. We're in a new year. Amen. Every year carry his total. Every year. Amen. God knows. A man doesn't know, but the daylight is slowly coming. Amen. The day is about going. Amen. The lifetime of Jesus' return. Amen. Time is winding up because of all the conditions. Amen. There's nothing new. Let me say that. We're getting ready to go into prayer. We need to have at least three person to pray. Amen. There's nothing new under the sun. Amen. Ecclesiastes talked about, amen, these different times and that's going on, wars and rumors of wars and terrorists, amen, and earthquakes and all these different things that are happening. The Bible says, in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be, amen. In the same situations and the same conclusion, amen, when God put his hand in those areas, amen, it's going to be the same way. Same way. You just can't say, well, in the days of Noah, God did something in Noah time. God did something in the time of Lot. Amen. God did something, amen, in Jonah. Amen. He delivered Nineveh. Amen. So when we look at these stories about people bringing about the end time, amen, God put his hand in those things, and we have to reverence that. We have to be careful. Amen. Days of Noah was violence everywhere. No, it was lawlessness. Looked like all the officials, police departments, and you know all those that carry authority. Amen. Being attacked. Amen. Those that want to be recognized because of how they live are coming forth. But God put his hand in these things. So we, as those of us that's living right for God, amen, amen, keep the faith. Keep the faith. We do our part with our youth. Amen. Learn to love one another and share with one another. Amen. Not only that, but we should also work, amen, to partner with one another. Amen. Partner and learn what you learn. Amen. What Peter learned from Paul and Paul learned from Peter. Amen. That's what God wants us to do. God wants us to do. All right. We need a caller to kick us off here in the closing. Amen. Our first program of the year of prayer for the parents. Whatever God put on your heart. Amen. For this subject as well. Amen. We need you to come forth. Amen. Push one on your phone. Amen, and give us a prayer. Amen. All right, we thank God for each and every one tonight. Those of you will be going to be reviewing this broadcast. Amen. Tomorrow, next afternoon. Amen. You can do it. Amen. By going to Doctrine of Truth on go to www.jciministries.org www.jciministries.org. Amen. All right, look like we have we got area code 305 still holding in 4271. Amen. God bless you, Elder. Go ahead and give us a closing prayer.
Father, we are so thankful and we are grateful for the time that has come upon us. We thank you for the opening of a new year. We thank you for your great love that you have for us. Thank you for saving us and keeping us until this time. We thank you, Lord, that we have no regret that we know you and how you supply our needs. It's all according to your will. We thank you, Lord, for blessing the hearers tonight, those that are listening. And we thank you, oh God, for all that you have done for us and the many things that we are now in the process of doing. Give us, oh God, courage. Give us understanding. Help us to call on your name and desire to please you. Desire, oh God, that we walk worthy of the vocation where you have already called us. Bless all the families, oh God, that the substance in the house would be great in this time. Help us, oh God, to recognize that you are yet soon to come. That your word is true and you're very much alive. Oh, God, we praise you for Bishop and his family. We thank you, God, for his endeavors and all that he's doing. We give praise for him. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, oh, God, to bless now as we favor you in the coming days that we have. That faith stands out, oh, God, and we find that it pleases you and that your word is true. And we give you thanks right now in Jesus' name. To the glory and honor of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We have another caller. Just press one on your phone. We can take one more prayer. Amen. Always call and tell your friends and relatives.
Amen.
Amen. Those that have computers today. Amen. We can go to, they go to the website. Amen. Go on their computer and hear this program again in entirety. Amen. They can go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Amen. And they can pull up Doctrine of Truth. Doctrine of Truth. And we have the subject tonight was, how can we save the children? How can we save the children? Amen. We thank God for your prayers. Those of you that went through another year, many things can tangle you. The Bible says, but none can hold you fast. Amen. All you do is keep striving, keep moving. Amen. And keep looking up. Amen. God has never failed us. He never forsake us. Amen. But we have to keep the love of God in our heart for our brothers and sisters. Amen. God suffered, Jesus died for everyone. Amen. But we ourselves have to, amen, as well. Amen. Lift Jesus up. The Bible says, lift him up. When you lift him up, he'll draw all men. So we have to be examples. It was talked about earlier. Amen. We have to be examples in the home, in our community, on our jobs, lifting up Jesus. When we lift him up, he said he'll draw. When God draws, amen, be no criticism and no problem, because God is able to meet a person wherever they are. Amen. He can go into the homes. He can go into the library, the job. Amen. On the highway. Amen. He's able to go. Now, Father, we thank you for all our hearers. Stretch your hand of deliverance, O God. I ask you to bless them right now. Bless their homes and their family, anything they touch. O God, give them the inspiration, the word, a vision, or a dream. In the name of Jesus, and those of you that are seeking Christ, amen, you're on the right road. You're on the right road to victory and eternal life. Amen. The church, amen, we're striving to live again. We're striving to live again. Amen. And when God comes, amen, you want to be for sure. Amen. He's not going to leave you. Jesus said he'll never forsake you. God bless you. Until we meet next time, this is Doctrine of Truth. Pray for us, Bishop Poole.